Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny podcast. I am Jose Otero. I am joined once again by Guardian's Destin Laguiri.
Hi, everybody.
Alfredo Diaz.
Hey, guys. I'm going to be a lot closer to the mic this time around.
And special guest, reveal yourself.
Woo!
It is Datto.
Datto.
Hey, that's
coming
me.
In live. So if you're not watching this presentation, we have a brand new logo that is very cool. Showed up in our video a few seconds ago. You'll see it in the article where you can find this podcast.
Very sexy.
Eric Sapp, send all thank yous to, is it at Eric Sapp on Twitter?
I believe it.
Two P's in Eric Sapp's last name.
E-R-I-C-S-A-P-P.
Yes. Really, really good job. Destin and him worked together to make it work. So we have a lot to talk about, but before we begin, why don't you talk about the coolest thing that happened to you in Destiny this week? I have a miserable one.
Okay, so for me this week, I really worked on my Xbox character.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. I got him to 27. I got legs. I got a
When you say you got legs, context, you got?
Boots.
There you go.
Legs, yeah.
Nice legendary armor.
So purple legendary armor for the legs.
Sweet.
I got a random drop of a chest piece, which was great. I got a helmet for a warlock that I don't have on Xbox.
You know, that's how that works.
Thanks. And I'm about to finish the quest that gives you the arms from Eris.
Nice.
Okay. So yeah. Finally start carrying you through the Vault of Glass at this point, right?
Yeah. Well, I have enough to get a helmet, so yeah.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Very cool. I just need that commendation.
How about you, Alfredo? What's the coolest thing happening this week?
I haven't been playing too much Destiny this week, actually, to be honest. I know. What's banned me from the room? Yesterday is actually when I hopped on for the first time this week. I did run all three of my raids. First run, I got the Hunger Crota rocket launcher from Crota's End. So I'm very excited about that. That's what I really wanted. And then I ran my next two raids, and I was still like, oh, my God, I got the Hunger Crota. And then, like, half an hour later, I was like, wait a second. I still didn't get the damn raid helmet.
I've never gotten a helmet on any characters from the raid. Have you, Alfredo?
Not on Crota.
On Crota.
No. What about you, Datto?
I had gotten one out of 15 loot runs, but it was full strength. So I'm still waiting for a not full strength one.
Got it. So what was the coolest thing you got out of Destiny this week?
I have a lot of stuff already, so I would say it was the satisfaction of doing a challenge mode Crota run where the final blow to Crota's shield had to be from a Titan Fist of Havoc.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So it was like a really crazy challenge mode that we came up with, but it ended up actually working out, and we got the kill, and that was a lot of fun to do. highly recommended.
Nice.
Nice. Very cool.
Next week, I want to see No Land Beyond Run from Dados.
Yeah, that's coming eventually.
Do it, dude. So I'm going to tell my story, but then I would love to kick it back to you, Dado, just to give folks sort of an introduction on who you are. Maybe folks who are listening to this podcast for the first time or who are...
They know
perhaps
Destiny. They know Dado.
Yeah, but some of the kindergartens, I have to be honest. Like, you got to think of everyone. So I would love if you could put together a quick bio, but I'm going to tell my story first just really quickly. So I, like Alfredo, I am the second guardian down in this fire team, apparently, because this week was a very busy Nintendo week for me, and a review week as well. There was a review I've been working on.
All that stuff.
A lot of stuff happening. So I didn't get to play Destiny until last night, and I played last night for the first time in a while. I did the Nightfall and got my second Monte Carlo, and I'm not a huge fan of that gun. I mean, should I keep that or should I shard that? Let's keep.
Your second one, though.
Yeah.
If you have two of them? I don't think you need two of them.
Oh, wait. Do you have a 300 and a 331?
No, this is 331s for both. Yeah.
Get rid of one.
Dado, one of the things that I struggle with at the office, whenever I turn to Alfredo and Dustin for purchasing advice from, like, Xur, is I always say, here's the weapon or here's the thing I'm interested in. Should I buy this or not? And they both love the game enough where they always give me, I want to say 8 times out of 10, maybe 7 times out of 10, buy. Like, you should do it. And I'm like,
maybe
why?
It's the last word. It's like, come on.
So Jose's asking this because last week he bought Last Word, and this week he has Icebreaker, and now he's short on coins.
I'm short on strange coins, and I'm very, very salty about this.
Here's the thing. They're both really good weapons, and you should have them.
I agree, but you guys collect exotics. So whenever I turn to you and you tell me buy, I sometimes second guess it because I know you both collect a lot of weapons.
Even if you're not collecting exotics, the Icebreaker is really, really good for PvE, and the Last Word is really good.
The last word is really good for PvP.
I know Dad agrees with
No, it is not good for PvP.
No, the last word?
Oh, last word is absolutely a PvP weapon.
Oh, yeah. No, Icebreaker is horrible for PvP. Yeah. Don't use that. Like,
whoops.
No,
scopes, just kidding.
Scope sucks. Like, the recoil is horrendous.
Recoil sucks. Yeah.
Got it. All right. So thanks for that. And not to throw you guys under the bus. Of course, I love your purchasing advice. So let's jump into our first topic then, which is there was a House of Wolves, potentially a House of Wolves leak this week.
Dado,
actually, give us your bio before we get into this. So how can folks find you? What do you do? Talk about that.
So I make YouTube videos on Destiny. You guys can find me over at youtube.com/DadoDoesDestiny. Try to post, you know, something every day, something somewhat interesting or what I like to think is interesting. I like to do the raids, and I like to torture my raid group with these challenge modes that I think of.
So you're giving out bounties while you're on raids?
Right, yeah. So I'll say, you know, like, I won't warn them ahead of time at all. So I'll be like, yeah, so this week, we're going to melee only our way through the Abyss. Or this week, we're going to stay in the pit area during the Crota fight. Like, you can't go up the stairs at all. You just got to stay in there with all the Thrall.
Or, like the thing I said earlier,
you got a Fist of Havoc, Crota shield off, or something like that. Like, I love to torture them, but it's...
Wait a minute. That'd be fun. How does your raid team respond to this? Like,
they love it.
They love it.
No, we still end up doing it.
Boss. I don't know what you're talking about here, man.
They're like, whoa, pull it back here.
Yeah, and like, we did a flawless raider run as well, because like, none of us... Because, like, whenever we did Vault of Glass, we like to screw around a lot, so we never just actually ended up doing it. So I was like, you know what? Challenge mode, we did flawless raider. Go.
Yeah.
And so we ended up getting that, so... I'm sure some of them hate a couple of things, but I think a lot of them have fun with it. So
you need to give out XP, bro. This is not complete. These bounties are, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Just weird stuff like that.
Yeah, like anything that's totally out of the ordinary that you wouldn't expect, you know, anyone to be doing. I want to do that.
So how'd you settle on the name Dado exactly? Just last question.
The name Dado comes from Final Fantasy X. The minigame Blitzball, there was a character named Dado.
That makes sense.
I used a lot because as you leveled him up, he became like one of the fastest characters in the game, and he had a lot of good shooting stat. So literally all I would do every game is I would just pass him the ball and I'd win every game like 12-0.
Nice.
And my friends just ended up calling me Dado, and that name has stuck for over a decade now.
I forgot about Blitzball. Yeah. Final Fantasy X was great.
That was a good game. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the introduction, man. And so now, properly... But
before we jump into the first topic, we got a ton of support for this podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just want to thank everybody. There's already a Facebook group that you can join on Facebook. Just look up Fireteam Chat, Destiny Fireteam Chat, I guess. And we got hundreds of emails.
We did.
Something we didn't
tons
expect.
Tons of emails, hundreds. Tons of tweets. Like, millions. When we stream, there's a lot of people just like, when's the next episode? When's the next episode? So, we're just back again because of you guys. And you guys is like, support.
Basically, so. I just want to take a second and say thank you.
Absolutely. No, thank you very much. This was definitely an experiment for us. We do want to keep it a weekly show, but we're never quite sure if this is going to rise and go away in waves. But we're here to support it. And it's great to know that we have your support in this.
Yeah.
All right. So House of Wolves then, finally. Sorry, I keep bringing this up. A leak. Where did this come from? Talk to me. Tell me what happened. I'm a little out of the loop.
Datto, you want to go over that one?
Yeah, it looks like someone, you know, went on all these data mining websites and just kind of pieced together everything that was going to be coming with House of Wolves. They put it all together in a nice little image, and, you know, all this stuff seems pretty plausible. I'm not going to, you know, obviously we don't know if everything here is confirmed or denied, but it looks basically along the same lines as, you know, Dark Below. It's here's a new raid set for everybody.
Yeah.
Here's the new weapons. Here's some new next light level gear. I guess that'll be 42 light per gear. More ships. Here's some more exotics. Here's the missions. There's some strikes, some story missions, the new raid, new PvP maps. Like, nothing is too out of the ordinary here, I would say. Like, it doesn't... it's cool to know about some of this stuff. A lot of ships. But I don't think it's too out of the ordinary for what we should be expecting, maybe.
There's not much to go off of, so here's my question for everybody. How do you like the look of the new gear? Datto, we'll start with you.
Well, as everyone knows, Titans are the best class. And,
no.
Titan Master Race over here.
The raid helmet looks pretty sweet, so I'm a fan.
I love it. No,
so you like the Titan helmet?
Yeah, I think it looks great. I definitely think it... I think it fits with the Fallen Captain aesthetic as this.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool.
House of Wolves is, you know, going to be Fallen related. So,
is this the Wolf Walker
just
helm?
Just off that, it looks great.
For someone who's looking at
the Wolf Walker helm, Datto?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that does look pretty cool. I'm primarily a hunter, and I don't like the Eyes of the Kel. I'm not a fan with, like, headpieces that have like a lot of like eyes and stuff like that. Yeah, like,
it looks like it was like smushed in.
Yeah.
Like someone like took all the parts of it and it was just like
smushed it together, just like all into the middle. And like, yeah, I'm not a fan. Especially coming out of the Crota's End, like the Hunter helmet in Crota's End is awesome. It glows.
Yeah, it looks great.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a Dead Space helmet.
Yeah.
So I really like the Warlock helm, and just in general, I like that it's cleaner, because right now with Crota, it's all like torn up or bug. You look like a bug, basically.
Right. Oh, that cape is horrible for hunters.
Yeah, and I don't really like how that looks aesthetically. I'm really excited to see this new armor look clean, and it just I really, really like the design of it.
Yeah.
And I like that Warlocks actually have eyes that you can look at on the helmet, because it's just like always blank. And all the other armor sets, you know?
Yeah.
You do have a set of... Yeah, I'm looking at...
You do kind of look like a reindeer with the will of Archon, though.
Yeah.
Archon.
A little bit. Yeah, I can see that. Follow my nose so bright.
Just to jump over to exotics, because we're still on the topic of, like, helmets. The exotic Titan Eternal Warrior helmet looks sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like
really
a gladiator
does.
Helmet.
Yeah. I agree with that, yeah. So wait, so we don't quite know for sure if this is legitimate or not. So so for folks at home who are wondering, well, is this real or not? You guys are kind of speculating on. This is all speculation, clearly. Like, we're not sure. Obviously, people put things... I mean, I cover Nintendo stories. People photoshopping like Smash Bros. Wii U screens of character select screens since I don't even know, like 6 months ago up until the game came out. So, you know, you have to take some of this with a grain of salt. But if these are in fact designs, they are going in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so also.
I'm kind of wondering too if Bungie, because of the interest people are having in this graphic, like would they do, I think I've seen Blizzard do in the past where they'll sort of show a raid set on the website before the expansion comes out just to sort of gauge reaction, show people sort of what's
Bungie
cooking.
Bungie has not done that yet.
Okay, I think I
right
would
now they're promoting.
No, they're very, very secretive with what they choose to tell us is actually in the game. But I don't think like anything here is like super fabricated. They did pull off all of these, you know, these data mining websites. I don't think many people have gone through the effort to actually fabricate some of these things just artificially. So I think there's, I don't want to say there's absolute truth to it, but if these things were real, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So then let's head over to a very important topic. And
a controversial topic.
A controversial topic, if you are.
An apparent controversial.
Oh, no. Yeah, I want to talk about
this. Here it comes. So basically, this segment will be sort of revolving around how we feel about cheese. Cheese being, I mean, Kessel. Explain for folks. What does cheese mean in Destiny?
I mean, honestly, it just... exploits, right?
Yeah.
And the thing we're pulling, the big thing is like right now is that there is a ton of exploits in Crota's End Raid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, a ton. And a lot of you guys that played, you know, Destiny right. and know the raid, like, you guys know what they are, right? You know, mm-hmm. like, you can exploit the bridge section where you can pretty much skip it. You know, you can have everyone go across without traditionally playing it like the way it's supposed to be played. There was a glitch where, when you're at Crota and you got him to kneel, if your fire team leader left, then Crota would mm-hmm. permanently stay kneeled.
Yeah,
like
that
really
one
big
really
exploits,
needed to be fixed.
You know?
That one is network exploit. I don't I wouldn't even call that cheese. I would call that full on exploiting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so
there's
then
a different range of things that you know are just kind of tailored to not playing the game really correctly or right. Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. so now that the context is out there, so how do you guys feel about cheese?
Is it okay?
Is it okay? Would you encourage players to try these or not once in a while?
I don't care. Like, okay, who
we'll
cares, really? I think if... So I had run the raid 12 times, right?
Yeah.
And the 13th time I used Destiny LFG, I joined up with a random group, and they're like, we're going to cheese it. I was like, sure, why not? You know, I've done this raid. I know how to do it. So I don't really have an issue with it. Unless I join up with a group after the patch, and they have no idea how to do it normal.
Yeah, see, that's my problem with it.
That is my thing as well.
My problem is that, like, okay, if it's there, whatever, fine. Okay, but, like, what really pisses me off is that when, like, they fix these, you know, they fix the cheeses or the exploits, and people get really pissed that, like, they patched it up. It's like, well, like, you shouldn't have, you know, that's not the way it was meant to be played in the first place. Mm-hmm. You should have, I guess, enjoyed that time while it lasted, but... Mm-hmm. You know, like, why are you mad that you can't break the game?
Yeah.
Right.
In that sense. And, like, yeah, you should be able, like, fine, if you do it, that's fine, but you should also know how to do it the right way.
Dado, what are your thoughts? And you've been an outspoken proponent against cheesing, so I'd like to hear what you think.
Well, I mean, like, you know, every day I get people telling me either, like, I can't do the raid without cheesing it, or I can't find a group that doesn't want to cheese it. Or they'll tell me, I just did the raid for the first time without cheesing it, and it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, the raids aren't perfect.
The bridge
is
so
fun. But there's some of the best FPS experiences out there.
Yeah, 100%.
And, you know, so when people cheese it, you're taking away from this experience from people who want that experience. I'm not saying, like, you know, everyone who has cheesed the raid hasn't done it legit or whatever, but there's plenty of people who don't know how to do the raid at all and want to do it legit. Or just they don't know how to do it legit, and when things are fixed, you know, they're left in the dust. So when the raid's not able to be exploited and cheesed, then people are going to need to know how to actually do it. It's not supposed to be some, like, loot pinata that, you know, just because you bought the game, here's your free loot, you know, that's it. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather just people be prepared right off the bat that they know how to do all the encounters, they know how to do everything, you know, because a lot of these raid groups... It seems like the vibe I kind of get from them is that, like, they just want it to go as quick as possible. It seems a lot less about actually enjoying the raid for what it is and more about just, like, getting the loot and getting out. Like, it's a chore, you know?
Yeah.
And
so
people don't want to take the time to teach people the fights because it's all about their loot. I want to get my loot so I can get out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, and I've definitely been a part of that experience, dude. Like, actually, it's funny you mention it this way because that's actually ties into the way I experienced Crota's End for the first time. And this is not to disparage the group I did it with because they're all either former writers or guys who, you know, do sort of editorial thing at different outlets and things like that. But we did sort of form up. I got invited to play. It was my first time running through Crota. I had brought that up to them. And because, you know, the group was in a rush, the guys wanted to get off, you know, they had played the raid before, we actually cheesed the bridge back when that was still possible. Mm-hmm. And what they told me was, first of all, we're really sorry we're cheesing the bridge, we're just trying to get off tonight a little earlier than, get off the game a little earlier than, you know, staying in. And I completely understand that. They're like, yo, don't worry, we will totally take you through this when we do this again. And I have yet to cash in on that because we haven't had time to raid, but... Mm-hmm. that was the context it was presented to me.
Yeah.
But everyone in the group told me that bridge part is the best part of that raid.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and so it was kind of a bummer to me to not be able to experience, but I understood where they were coming from. I understood the time commitment that some of these raids take.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, like, you know, folks live on a schedule, you know. The thing that I think does make cheesing sort of wrong is when there is sort of loot tied behind it. And, you know, the RNGesus, if something really cool pops and you cheesed, it's almost an encouragement to cheese again.
Yeah. Right.
You know? I think that's the core issue.
Everyone has their own little reasons, right? Like, I do Crota the legit way. Like, we used to do, like, speed runs and stuff, and then we had the world record time, and then another team came in, and it's like, oh, we did it faster. And I'm like, well, did you cheese anything? They're like, oh, we did the bridge. I'm like, well, I don't really know if that counts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, no, it counts. And at that point, we were like, okay, we're going to have a legit run and a cheese run, and like, we're going to own both times and records. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think it just comes down to, like, people have different reasons, right? Like, yours is doing it faster, but, like, to me, it's
or at
like,
least that night it was.
If you're going to cheese, fine, but, like, just don't complain when they fix this. Like,
My whole thing is, like, it's not supposed to be buggy in the first place. Like, even with the time thing, like, what if the raid wasn't broken?
Mm-hmm.
Or what if you couldn't cheese it? Then you would have to spend that extra time actually doing it, you know?
This is true.
It's like, but obviously, you know, 1 million people, or however many millions of people playing the game and testing the game versus one QA group at Bungie, or however many people they have at QA, the million's gonna win there every single time.
Yeah, for sure.
It just sucks because, you know, fixing it in the first place takes so long because they have to go through so many certifications. You know,
and
they gotta,
sometimes that breaks something
else. They got to find the problem. Yeah. They got to fix the problem. They got to make sure it doesn't break anything else in the raid. They got to make sure it doesn't break anything else in the game. Then they have to do it on all four consoles. Then all four consoles have to pass certification before they can even put out the patch. And it's like by the time you actually get the patch out, everyone has exploited the raid however many times over, and it's just, you know, unfortunate
feel like,
side effect.
Kind of piggyback off that, like, for example, like, the Vex. I 100% believe the Vex was going to be, like, you know, nerfed, but I don't think it was going to be nerfed as fast as it was without, like, the Atheon exploit, like, pushing like, Atheon off.
That's right, yeah.
Because then at that point...
Because they nerfed it first, then Atheon,
like,
right?
Right.
Because then, like, at that point, like, once everyone found out that exploit and it became mainstream, like... Vex, Mythic Class were everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
So, I don't know, but part of me feels like people should have the freedom to cheese or not cheese. I do feel like sometimes the game will put you in a mood where you do want to cheese, where the bugginess of the raid can drive you to say, you know what, this thing just happened with Crota, like, in the last battle, and I can't think of specifically what it was, but a friend of mine was telling me the story.
Well, Atheon, like, might be a better example.
Well,
where
Atheon could be an example, too.
Teleport two people with Detain on.
Right,
You know. And
Vault of Glass was definitely buggier than Crota's End. Crota's End doesn't have that many bugs.
And so folks would then, in frustration, and rightly so, I think, approach, well, then I'm going to cheese this. But I do wish, to some degree, and maybe this is a fantasy land dream of mine, but I do think that maybe the approach by Bungie should be, leave the cheese alone, take away the reward for the section. Because
well,
you cheesed.
It's tough because right now Destiny doesn't do a check for how you actually complete an encounter.
Yeah,
you know?
and
it just
part of that,
checks to see that you did it. Like, oh, you did it? Okay, here you go.
Sure,
you must have done it.
And this is all
way.
A learning experience for Bungie and for, like, Destiny. Because this is, I mean, of course, folks like to point out there have been plenty of MMOs and other kinds of games that have tackled the concept of the raid. But this is still very much a real-time action game that is trying to do these things. Like, there are no delays, there are no commands, or it is very much everything is happening in real time as it goes. But I do wish that for future installments, maybe that becomes the mentality, that becomes the core thing to take away from this, is to devise a system that will tell how you cleared the section, and then say, all right, if you cheesed it, you don't get anything for that.
Right.
So you may have beat the system. Sure, bro. Like, that's nice. But you're not getting anything for it.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
For me,
like, I think, for example, the bridge encounter, yet again, the gatekeepers don't matter in that fight at all. You can do that entire fight without killing a single gatekeeper. Even doing it legit, they don't matter. Yeah. I think making those guys matter would have been something good. You know, like, if you kill all six of them, you get this amount of loot. If you kill four or five of them, then you get this loot. If you kill three of them or two of them, you get this loot. If you kill zero of them, you don't get anything.
Yeah. I just want Bungie to get away from the mentality of every time an exploit gets found on the raid, find the ways to fix it, because there are other things that legitimately need fixing.
Loot.
And it's not always about that raid.
I mean, I think when it comes down to it, you know, to each their own. And I do understand. I do see the other side where it's like, it's not... like for us, like it may be really easy to find a raid group and get through the raid like really quickly. But there's there's a lot of, you know, we get messages all the time where just like, hey, can you help me with Vaulted Glass? Can you help me with Crota? Like, it's not easy for everyone to get a solid group together. So I understand the other side. You
know? No,
well,
yeah.
I mean, there are plenty of websites now. There's this new site, what is it, 100.io or something like that, where they just take 100 people that like either live in your time zone or like somehow relatable to you, and they just shove you all in a group, and that's it. And you make, it's basically like an automated clan system, and like something like that is great. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Got it. All
what's
right.
What's it called?
I think it's 100. Let me take a look.
100.io. Well, you look that up.
Sure. I would like. So do you have it? Sorry, it sounds like you're almost there.
Dad, you look that up, Jose.
Okay, I'm going
to
move forward.
Talk about the big news this week.
The big news. All right, so the hard raid, it's happening.
Yes. That's right.
So let's give some folks some context. What are you getting with the hard raid? What level do you have to be to get in with the hard raid? Like, do we know what to expect from Crota's End on hard?
Well, we know you have to be at least 30 to get into the hard raid, but the hard raid is a 33. Now, the only reason I say 30 is because that's what you need to even be able to enter Crota, but there hasn't been any mention of like a level restriction. At 32 because you cannot complete it at 30.
You should go in at 30.
I found the site, by the way, to quickly
go for it.
It's the100.io.
I'm gonna check that out.
Thank you very much, Dado. That's good.
The100.io. Very, if you're one of those people that can't find a raid group very easily, I would check that out. Yeah, I know there's plenty of LFG sites, but this, it seems like it puts you into a clan with like these 100 other people that, like, I guess have similar time zones or whatever.
That's awesome.
Or
that's
aspirations.
Really, I gotta try that out.
And
that's
it
really
just
cool.
Shoves you all into a group. You can make some friends that way. Maybe if you don't like your group, you just try it again.
Yeah, that'll never work, right, Jose?
We are
the matchmaking
debate. Let's not put Dado through that the first time he comes on the show. We'll have him back to talk about that one day, I promise. So going back to the hard raid.
Hard raid has been announced. Super excited. It is coming next week, Wednesday at 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
A day
so I can actually play it at work.
Yeah.
And you're going to try and be first.
So there's, whenever there's a new raid that comes out, there's always like this big huge race. Dado's always a part of it. Dado's actually like, what, you placed first?
We have placed world first and world second, regular VOG, second place hard mode, and then we got third place for Crota's End normal.
Maybe it's time.
We've been
maybe
placing.
It's time for Alfredo
the Rain. I mean, there you go. I just jumped in on this race during Crota, and it was a ton of fun. But pretty much like whenever there's a new raid, and then eventually the hard mode drops, there's this elite like raid groups race to finish it first, and it's this awesome like event. And we'll be broadcasting it live on IGN and IGN's Twitch channel. I'm sure Dado too, as well as part. You're going to be a part of that race.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
I'll be streaming it.
So you guys can go ahead and check out my squad, Dado squad, and 10 a.m.
I'll be doing it for fun.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Nice.
I'm going to use this website, the100.io. I'm going to run harder.
No, dude, nice have to do that.
What if I do that and we win?
That would be great PR for that website.
Yeah, that would be fantastic PR.
Yeah. All right, so wait, let me throw this back to you guys then as sort of a question. Hard raid happened prior with Vault of Glass.
Yeah.
Was that process, how did that process go? Like, do we feel Bungie has learned enough since then that this is going to go smoother? Was it a turbulent process? I wasn't really playing hard Vault of Glass, so that's why I'm asking. I'm more of the outsider here.
Well, I mean, hard mode Vault of Glass was released right away with normal mode, and it was level 30, so you could just, try and beast your way through it before hitting level 30. That's what the first, few groups actually ended up doing. They were full 29s getting through the raid. But I think, like, a lot of the cheese methods that were found pretty much after that race was over. So it kind of ended up working out. Like, I know, like, the first few groups, like, no one really knew that you could push Templar off of the cliff using the grenades. Like, that wasn't really a found thing until after the race was over. And same thing with Atheon. Like, that pushing him off the cliff thing wasn't found until after the race was over. So luckily, none of that actually affected the hard mode chase, but I mean there is still a thing broken with the bridge, so I am sort of afraid of that playing a role in the race. Like if it's not 100% completely fixed, there is a patch coming out Tuesday. So I don't know. Maybe that'll address it. I don't
know.
They
did say. I mean, that's going to be rough for us, Dad, because at that point, if it's not fixed, it's like. It's, I mean, yeah, of it's course, like, we don't want to
do
use
we
that
determine
during...
how do we determine the fairness of the race?
Exactly.
Yeah. True.
Like we don't want to use that during a race. Like we 100%. We're not. You know, we don't want to be.
Yeah,
about
like
that,
we're but... we're obviously not going to. We're not going to cheese the bridge in any sort of way. We're getting it done legit. I don't think there's going to be any different mechanics. Like I think it'll be very similar to Vault of Glass in that. You know, I mean, it's heroic skull mod, so there's going to be more enemies. That's fine. But besides Atheon, there was nothing really changed in the Vault of Glass too much. I think they added a couple more Gorgons in the maze. But I'm not anticipating, like, huge changes to the Abyss or to the bridge encounter. I am anticipating a lot of changes with Crota. Maybe not a lot, but a couple.
Like Oversoul?
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a force Oversoul.
I think Oversoul is going to play a much bigger role. I don't think we're going to have the Chalice available.
So
in fact, that's what my raid group's going to be doing. We're going to be practicing level 31 runs on normal, no Chalice this week as our hard mode practice.
No Chalice sounds scary. If you if you have not been to Crota's End, like please
that's
your way
I
there.
Mean,
that's
the,
how you
the,
heal.
The weekly update said you'll have fewer options for healing yourself and each other. So either the Chalice is completely gone, or it's like way, way crappier.
Yeah,
well, it'll be like a way crappier version.
They also said there'll be extra or hostile or something like that. Meaning, I think enemies are going to like basically have angry on.
Well, and some folks have had.
Well, I mean, it's just the heroic modifier. The heroic modifier says enemies spawn in like more quantities and they are more aggressive.
And for the kindergartens out there, this is hard raid, so there is no revives.
Yeah.
Yes, no reviving as
well. So what do you get for beating it on hard?
Oh, there's some weapons they talk about. Some primaries that can be plundered from the Hellmouth include the Abyss Defiant, which is an auto rifle. Yeah. These are all legendary class, by the way. The Fang of Ir-Ute, I hope I'm saying that right. the Oversoul Edict. The Word of Crota, which is a hand cannon.
And you can finally get that Necrochasm.
I mean, these are all primary weapons. They're all legendary, except for the Necrochasm, which is a exotic.
Yes, the Necrochasm is an exotic, and you might actually have it right now. Isn't that the gun that you are sort of working on from the one that drops, that you have to slowly build it over time? Is that not that same gun?
That's how you get its final form. You start with the Husk of the Pit, you level that up, you get turn it into the Eidolon ally, you level all that up, and then you use the Crux of Crota, which is drop from Crota. We don't know if it's 100% or just like a random drop or whatever, and then you use that Crux of Crota on the Eidolon ally to level it up into a full Necrochasm.
One other drop is Glow Who.
Yeah,
the shader.
I was
going
to bring that up. A shader, hard mode exclusive. Yeah. Glow Who knows what that looks like?
Neon yellow and green. That's what I'm picturing.
Oh, no. there's a ship too, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is a picture of a ship.
There is a new ship.
It kind of looks like
the one that drops from normal, except more
bony.
That it looks like a hive.
Bane of the Dark Gods. And it says, when people see you fly this baby, they'll say, you came in that thing, you're braver than I thought.
And for the kindergartens out there, so you have a couple ways of getting loot now, right? Like you can either run it on normal, get the loot, then run it on hard, get that loot. Or you could just do hard and get the double drops.
Double drops, yeah.
Right.
You get the drops.
Most people are just
going to
do hard.
Just by doing hard.
I'm wondering if it'll work like Vault of Glass, because when you did hard before normal, it gave you the double drops like for normal, but it was pulled from the hard mode loot table, so you would have two chances at hard mode loot. It wouldn't be like a normal mode and a hard mode loot drop. It would only pull from the hard mode table. So I'm wondering what the deal might be with that.
It'd be interesting to find out.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I'm very interested to find out.
Good point. Like, am I going to be able to get, you know, the special and heavy weapons if I do a hard mode, before normal, or am I only going to get, you know, double primary drops or something like that?
I still need the shotgun and helmet, so.
That helmet, that elusive helmet.
I think the helmet will probably be a slightly higher
percentage on hard.
Percent
I hope so.
Drop.
I really hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. And again, this is happening Wednesday, January 21st, 10 a.m. Pacific. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really interesting to see how this race unfolds.
The race.
All right. Oh, well, then the race is on. And also, apparently, the Iron Banner is still in full swing. It started week.
Yeah.
You guys can plan?
You can get gloves that are that'll put you to 32.
Okay.
So they have 36 light. Yeah, if you really need gloves, I've been thinking about running it with my Titan like through the weekend because you get a huge XP buff with the Moto Lights. So you could probably run it over a few days versus every day.
Yeah, you can go hardcore on it for the last 2 days and max out.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to Fireteam Chat. Thank you, Datto, for joining us for this very special episode. Where can folks find you on the internet? Give them everywhere that they can sort of tune in and hear more about you.
All right. You can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/DattoDoesDestiny. You can find me on Twitter, @DattoDoesDestiny. And you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/itsdatto.
Awesome. All right. And also for the groups at this table, we are all part of IGN.com.
Mm-hmm.
Destin, where can the folks find you?
At Destin Legary.
Okay. On Twitter, you can find Alfredo at?
At the Alfredo Plays.
And you can find myself at Jose_Otero. That's OETOTERO. That's how tired I am. I misspelled my last name. Thank you very much for listening. And we will be back, Guardians, next week with more Fireteam Chat.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.